Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Janelle. How can I help you?
Well, somebody just cut me off after waiting for almost 6 minutes, Janelle. My name is Ted Anderson. Mm-hmm. I bought some of your product for $4.95. Now I have a charge for $94.90, which shouldn't be there. And the reason I'm telling you that is when I called in on this product, I specifically asked, were there any hidden charges on this? Was there anything else? Because I don't want any other charges except the $4.95. Are there any grace periods? The young man who sold it to me said, no, that was a lie. Now, okay. I want this off of me.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Do you mind giving me a zip code so I can try to pull up an account for you?
Yeah, 76120. And what is your name?
My name is Janelle.
Okay, I hope I don't get cut off again, Janelle. That wasn't right.
What exactly do you mean cut off? Were you hung up on?
Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, somebody hung up on me.
Okay, I'm definitely sorry.
And 46 seconds.
Okay, I'm definitely sorry about that, sir. So hopefully I'll be able to help further assist you with this. Do you mind giving me your first and last name one more time?
Ted Anderson.
All right, I do thank you for that as well. And for security purpose, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
I'm sorry?
For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
Yeah, 1433 Meadowood Village Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, 76120.
All right, do you mind holding one moment for me so I can look over your account?
Do a brother right, sister.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. One second. All right, so I do see on March 14th you ordered our skin cream for $4.95 as well as our skin serum for $5.95 for the shipping and handling.
No, you didn't. See,
okay.
That was the thing. I only ordered the $4.95. I never received anything else.
When you called
it? Because I talked with him about that and I said, no, I don't want the other cream.
You wanted the skincare cream, correct?
Only the one, yes, the $4.95.
Okay.
And
so,
then they were trying to sell me the other, and I said, no, I don't want that, and I don't want any other hidden charges.
Right. Okay, so basically it was a 14-day trial with that product. If you didn't give us a call back to cancel, you were billed the full amount because it was a 30-day supply we sent you. And it was an auto ship program as well, and that's where that charge came from. So it's not for another shipment or another product or anything. It's for the products you actually received because it was a 14-day trial with it.
Uh-huh. So I got a little teeny bottle here for $94.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, that is the price for it.
That is unfair to me.
I definitely understand, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah,
and now
go ahead.
Now, the product itself is a natural product, and it does help with reducing fine lines and wrinkles. As a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% discount on future orders, but unfortunately, as regards to a credit or refund for that, I wouldn't be able to issue that as of now because it is a valid charge, and it was in our terms and conditions that it was an auto ship program you were signing up for as well, and so that charge is valid.
Well, I didn't sign for that because I asked.
Yes, sir. Well, they should have mentioned that when you asked on the phone.
I think you can listen to his conversation, and you will see. I asked specifically for that because I've been burned on stuff like that before.
Right, and the trial. And did he tell you the trial, or did he tell you that it wouldn't be any more charges?
That is exactly what he told me. There will be no more charges but the $4.95, because I specifically asked just for that reason.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. He lied to me. Go back and listen to his phone conversation.
Okay. Do you mind holding one moment for me so I can speak with my supervisor?
Right ahead.
I'm still here with you. I'm just discussing this with my supervisor for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here with you. We're just figuring this out for you, okay?
Very good.
I'm still here with you, Mr. Anderson, okay?
I'm waiting.
We
I'm still discussing this with my supervisor. I do thank you for your patience.
Absolutely.
Incidentally, where are you located?
I'm sorry, say that one more time for me.
Where are you folks located?
I'm located in Alabama. I'm a third-party call center, but the company itself is located, let me see, the company itself is located in California.
Right. Okay.
1 second, okay? I'm still trying to get this figured out for you.
Sure.
Okay, we almost have this handle for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Anderson, I do thank you for holding. So I spoke with my supervisor, and what you'll have to do is give us a call back with your bank on the line to verify that there wasn't a dispute. And once you do verify there wasn't a dispute, you will be able to get a full refund back on that charge.
So I'm supposed to do what now?
You give us a call back with your bank on the line just to verify that you didn't dispute the charge. And once we verify that it wasn't disputed with your bank on the line with you, then we're able to give you that full refund on that charge.
Well, wait a minute. I'm missing something here. I'm supposed to call you back and say there wasn't a dispute?
Yes, sir, with your bank on the line. Because from your account, it's showing that it might have been a dispute with that charge, so we have to verify that.
That's right, because I saw it on my account, so I called my bank.
Right, and on here it's showing that it was like a dispute was filed, so if you can just give us a call back with your bank on the line to verify that there wasn't a dispute, we can give you a full refund back on that charge.
So that's a three-way call, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know how to do that, but I'll get my daughter to help me with that.
Okay, sir. Well, that's all you will have to do. And once you give us that call to verify it wasn't that dispute, we'll be able to go ahead and issue you that full refund. And it usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to get back into your account.
Okay.
All right. So once you get the bank on the line and give us a call back, we'll be able to help further assist you with that refund. And then you'll be good to go. And your account will be also canceled out. And it will prevent all future charges and shipments from us effective immediately as well.
Okay, I'll get that in.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.